Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
We'll get back to Chiefs and Raiders here coming up in a bit, but let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Jonathan Katz. He is with Fox 4. He has been all over the conversation about the Truman Sports Complex and where the Chiefs and Royals could potentially land. So yesterday there was a letter from the mayor of North Kansas City, Jesse Smith, and he disclosed that he has been having conversations with the Royals, and those conversations have been very productive and they are advancing, and it kind of mapped out some things that North Kansas City would like to see if they want to move forward with the Kansas City Royals. John, appreciate you popping on the show today. As always, you read this statement. I'm not sure if everybody has read this. What do you think this statement means?
Well, I think the biggest thing that came out was that North Kansas City felt like they were having substantial conversations with the Royals. How much does that mean? I'm not really sure. But I was kind of surprised. I was caught off guard by the statement when Rob texted me yesterday. I didn't even know that it had come out. It's interesting that they're kind of entering this chat or conversation because they have stayed so quiet about it. You know, Jesse Smith is new to the mayoral position. He was on the city council before he was mayor, but he has not wanted to comment on this situation. If we're able to get interviews, it's only been with people from Clay County. So I was surprised to see the North Kansas City mayor come out with a statement and a video that they put up on their social media page.
So let's just, I guess, start with this. How real do you think this is? This could be posturing. This could be something that's pretty legitimate. I feel like at least once every 2 months, once every 3 months, we get some development to tell us that something's happening, but we get a development that also tell us that nothing is immediate when it comes to this. How real do you think is the North Kansas City, Clay County location?
To me, I feel like if there is one of the teams that is more likely to leave the city limits, I think it's the Royals more so than the Chiefs. You know, somebody can disagree with me on that, but I also still feel like Kansas is in play for the Royals. I feel like what me and John Holt reported back in August, that there is a deal in the works for the Royals affiliate to take over 119th and Null. I think that's real. While that property is not in the hands of the affiliate technically, I still think there is some sort of agreement that is in the works between Occidental Management in Wichita and the Royals affiliate that would allow them to take over ownership. Now, does that mean a stadium is going to go there? Not necessarily, but the Royals are still keeping their options open, and I wouldn't be surprised if the Royals left the city limits of Kansas City, Missouri.
So I guess let's just start with this. You tell me if you think I'm right or wrong just based on what you just said. I think we are down to three locations for the Royals. I think it's either the North Kansas City, Clay County. I think it's Washington Square Park, and I think it's 119th and all. Do you agree with that, or do you think there's another part of the city and the metro that the Royals could possibly land?
No, I think that's right. You know, I tried. There was a long, in-depth ESPN article about the drama surrounding the Royals stadium. That article came out like a month ago now. But I would agree that's what ESPN reported, and I feel the same way in talking to some of the people that I have over the last 3 years now.
Right now, we're talking to Jonathan Ketz, getting the latest when it comes to the Royals and what could possibly happen with the future of the Truman Sports Complex. So let's talk about the 119th and Nall site. I am a little bit surprised by this because I hear a lot of people that think that the Royals are moving to Kansas. You mentioned the possibility that the Royals could be moving to Kansas. I feel like everything is there, that if that's the decision that they wanted to make, they would have made it a long time ago. They already purchased the land. The deal from Kansas is not changing in any way. If that's the deal that you think is best and you feel comfortable with it, why do you think the Royals have been hesitant to lock in 119th and all?
That's a really good question. I wonder if it has to do with Occidental Management being able to make a payment that they had to back in August. So technically the Royals affiliate hasn't taken over ownership yet, but that doesn't mean the Royals affiliate couldn't take ownership in the future. Keep in mind, I'm throwing this out there without having this locked down, but there are mayoral and city council elections in November in the city of Overland Park. If you are the Royals and you are the city of Overland Park, why would you want an announcement made before November 4th, which is, I believe, that Tuesday that those elections are on? Kurt Skoog has, I don't think, really wanted to talk about this conversation because he is likely going to beat his challenger, Ferris Farisotti, fairly easily. But we already know that Ferris Farisotti is against the stadium, and I think Kurt Skoog is much more open to this idea than Ferris Farisotti. So I am putting that out there with the idea that Kurt Skoog, if he has something in the works that people in his city don't know about, he's not going to want that made public before his election on Tuesday, November 4th, I believe.
Ketz, I get the feeling, and I'm not a Kansas person by any means, so maybe this is my Missouri bias that is shining through. I don't get the sense that people are really thrilled about the 119th and Nall location. I think people want it to be in Kansas for obvious reasons. You live over there, state pride, all of those things. But I don't really hear too many people that are really fired up about that being the location for the future Royal Stadium.
I think you're right, but I think the biggest advantage for the Royals at a ballpark at 119th and Nall is that you don't have to go to a vote of the people. Now, there will have to be some city council approvals.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
prior to, you know, that deal being finalized. But that is the one advantage that I think has kind of gotten lost with this North Kansas City announcement yesterday. So the other thing that I guess is important to note, like, if the Royals are going to go into Clay County, they would have to win a vote of the people in the probably April election in Clay County. So Clay County would own the ballpark. North Kansas City would be a piece of it. But that election would have to happen in Clay County, just like it had to happen in Jackson County back in April of 2024.
Ketz, could you see a scenario in which Clay County and Jackson County work together to keep the stadium in Missouri?
Kind of, but that would be more of a state of Missouri issue. You know, Governor Kehoe called that special session this past summer, and the site was, as he called it, agnostic when it came to the stadiums for both the Chiefs and the Royals. We have never talked about Arrowhead Stadium being up in Clay County. We've talked about a Chiefs practice facility potentially being up there, but Governor Kehoe wants to keep both teams in Missouri, their stadiums. So the Chiefs stadium, the governor's idea is that there's a renovation at Arrowhead. If the Chiefs stay in Missouri, it's a renovation to Arrowhead. If we're talking about the Royals, it's probably either a ballpark at Washington Square Park or it's a ballpark in Clay County, Missouri, in the city of North Kansas City.
Right now, we're talking to Jonathan Ketz for a couple of minutes. The mayor of North Kansas City said that he and the Royals are continuing conversations about possibly bringing a stadium to the Northland. Ketz, we talked about the site at 119th and all. Let's talk about Washington Square Park. I think if you polled the city on where would you like for the stadium to be, I think that would win the poll. It doesn't feel like there's been a lot of momentum in that direction. It feels like the idea was proposed 6-8 months ago, and it's never really come up again. What's happening with that?
So I think part of the problem may be whether or not the city could do all this by themselves. The mayor kind of made it sound like the city could do it all themselves this past summer. But yeah, you're right. Like, there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of traction right now on that site. And I'm wondering if the Royals would rather have county sales tax dollars. But if you're going to have county sales tax dollars on the Missouri site, go to a stadium, it's going to require a vote of the people. And if the city can't give the Royals what they want, that may be why we have not heard a lot about Washington Square Park since this past summer.
John, we recently saw the recall for Frank White. Does that have any effects on the negotiations with the Royals and the Chiefs?
You know, I'm reading between the lines in something that Phil Lavota told my colleague Malik Jackson yesterday. I think the Royals, at least in Jackson County, that scenario is more of a city endeavor. And Frank White kind of said as much this past summer before he got recalled. So I think that more so involves Mayor Quint Lucas and more city-supported entities like the Port Authority and the Parks Department, which is a city entity. And I think the Chiefs' situation, keeping them at Arrowhead, that would continue to be a Jackson County, Missouri piece of property. And that's why I think the Chiefs would be more involved with County Executive Phil Lavota and the Royals if they are going to stay south of the river in Jackson County. That would be more of a situation dealing with the city of Kansas City, Missouri themselves.
You mentioned it a little bit earlier that you would be surprised to see the Chiefs move out of city limits. I don't think you're talking about seeing them move outside of the Kansas City metropolitan area. I imagine that is referring to Kansas. Where are you at right now, I guess, percentage-wise? Percentage-wise, just the Chiefs do a renovation of their current structure or the Chiefs getting a new stadium in Wyandotte County?
I think I would not be surprised if the Chiefs are willing to go to the voters of Jackson County this April. And I don't think the Royals are that far. I mean, I do think that the Chiefs obviously want the Royals out of there so they can hold more concerts on days when there isn't a baseball game. I see the Chiefs more likely to stay than I do the Royals.
That is Jonathan Ketz of Fox 4 joining us on the show to talk about the statement from the mayor of North Kansas City about the potential that the Royals could end up moving there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.